Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is show number 426. We are in the book of Luke. We've got this show and one more on the book of Luke. And that'll wrap up that one, and then we'll go into the book of John. My website, because if you just Google Pastor Steve, you're going to get all kinds of strange stuff. Not me. It's https://// www.pastor-steve.com. Now that'll get to my site. Some people have been spelling it pastor, P-A-S-T-E-R, and they're getting all kinds of stuff. You got to spell it right. I get emails all of Pastor Steve. Oh, my. Got to have a sense of humor in this world. Okay, let's get started in the book of Luke. We're going to be in chapter 21 today. And he's continuing. Talking to his taught ones and teaching at the temple, and he's visiting the temple right now, beginning in verse 21. Let me get a little drink of coffee and clear my throat, and we'll launch right into it. Yes, I'm following my normal routine, recording early in the morning when everybody else is asleep, and I can have total quiet. Verse 1 of chapter 21, and looking up, it's talking about Yahshua, He saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. Verse 2. And he saw a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. That's the smallest unit of money that they had. It was just, it was a clipped piece off a coin. Verse 3. And he said, truly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all. Because they all had money, okay? They were rich. And she didn't have anything. Verse 4. For all these out of their excess have put in offerings for Elohim, but she out of her poverty has put in all that she had to live on. She gave it all. That's something. Verse 5. And as some were speaking about the set-apart place, that it was adorned with goodly stones and gift, he said, verse 6, these that you see, the days are coming in which not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Okay, let's stop right here. The Romans were going to destroy that temple, and they were actually going to plow with iron plows to tear up the ground where it used to be. So, the days are coming. Now, that's in the future. He's prophesying that. Just a second here. I got a frog in my throat. All right, verse 7. And for verse 7 of chapter 21, you can reference 2 Esdras in the Apocrypha. 2 Esdras, chapter 4, verse 51 through chapter 5, verse 19. That's 2 Esdras 4:51. Through 5:19. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, but when shall this be, and what is the sign when this is about to take place? Verse 8. And he said, he's not giving them the time. And he said, see that you are not led astray. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am, and the time is near. Then do not go after them. Verse 9. But when you hear of fightings and unrests, do not be alarmed. For these have to take place first, but the end is not immediately. Verse 10, and there's a note on this. Then he said to them, nation shall rise against nation, and reign against reign. The word in the Greek here is ethnos, and it could also mean ethnic group. Okay? Ethnic group against ethnic group. Well, we have that today. Verse 11. And there shall be great earthquakes in various places, and scarcities of food, and deadly diseases. And there shall be horrors and great signs from heaven. Verse 12. But before all this, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the congregations and prisons, being brought before sovereigns and rulers for my name's sake. Verse 13. verse 13. And it shall turn out to you for a witness. Now you remember, let's break here, all the taught ones, all his disciples, except for Judas, he killed himself. All of them, including St. Paul, they were all beheaded. They were all killed. All of them. Verse 14 and 15. Now, verses 14 and 15, you can reference Luke chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. That's Luke 12, 11 and 12 for 14 and 15 here. Verse 14. Therefore, resolve in your hearts not to premeditate on what to answer. Now, these are his taught ones, okay? Verse 15. For I shall give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to refute or resist. Verse 16. And you shall also be betrayed by parents and brothers and relatives and friends. And some of you shall be put to death. Verse 17. And you shall be hated by all because of my name. Verse 18. But not a hair of your head shall be lost at all. Verse 19. Listen to this. Possess your lives by your endurance. In other words, don't lose your faith. Keep your life and keep teaching and preaching. Verse 20. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its laying waste is near. Rome was going to come against them because they rebelled. Verse 21. Then let those in Yahuda flee to the mountains, and let those who are in the midst of her go out. And let not those who are in the fields enter her. Verse 22. And you can reference Hosea chapter 9, verse 7. Hosea 9, 7. Because these are the days of vengeance to fill all that have been written. It's going to fulfill all the prophecies. Verse 23. And woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing children in those days. For there shall be great distress in the earth and wrath upon this people. Wrath upon the apostasy because they were going astray. Verse 24. And for verse 24, you can reference Genesis chapter 48, verse 19. Genesis 48, verse 19, Psalms 79, verse 1, Psalm 79, verse 1, and Romans 11, verse 25, Romans 11, 25, for verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. That's the Israelites. They're going to be dispersed. Be led away captive into all nations. And here we are. We're all over the world. Okay, they've been led away captive before. But they were going to destroy and disperse Jerusalem. Continuing on in verse 24, and Jerusalem shall be trampled underfoot by the nations. Until the times of the nations are filled. When they're going to be destroyed. Okay? The heathen nations. Jerusalem has never really been rebuilt. The temple's gone. All of it's gone. And it won't be as long as the Edomites are in control over there. You can forget it. Verse 25. Okay, verse 25. You can reference Isaiah chapter 13, verse 10. It's Isaiah 13, 10. Ezekiel chapter 32, verse 7. That's Ezekiel 32, verse 7. Joel, or Joel, chapter 2, verse 31. That's Joel 2:31, and Revelations chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Revelation 6, 12 and 13. This is verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth anxiety of nations, in bewilderment at the roaring of the sea and agitation. Verse 26. Men fainting from fear and the expectation of what is coming on the earth, for the power of the heavens shall be shaken. That you can reference Haggai 2. Verses 6 and 21, that's Haggai 2, verses 6 and 21, and the word used for the heavens in this verse is Uranos. Our root word for uranium, nuclear weapons. The powers of the uranium shall be shaken. That's where they get all their nuclear fuel and stuff. Okay? Bertrand Comparé did an expose on that. Did a big thing. The power of the Uranus shall be shaken. That's a wake up right there, isn't it? Verse 27 of chapter 21 of Luke. And then they shall see the son of Adam coming in a cloud. Reference Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. The book of Daniel, chapter 7. Verse 13, and Revelations chapter 1, verse 7. Revelations 1, 7. The Son of Adam coming in a cloud with power and much esteem. And you read in Thessalonians where it says he's coming with his mighty messengers and a flaming sword to destroy all those that are enemies of Yahweh. Oh, but we don't want to preach that. That's hate speech. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's getting crazy. Yahweh is moving and shaking on the earth. There was a notice on the internet tonight that John McCain is gone. He has died. There was another one that was an enemy of Yahweh. So there's been a lot of them going lately. Okay? that they were warned, they've been told, they know, but they're not gonna straighten up because it's not in them to straighten up. Okay. Verse 28. Of chapter 21 of Luke. And when these begin to take place, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. When he comes back, the remnant isn't going to be destroyed, but the enemies will be. Those that are enemies. Now, those that are not enemies won't be. Okay. Verse 29, and he spoke a parable to them. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. Verse 30, when they have already budded, observing it, you shall know for yourselves that summer is now near. Verse 31, so you also, when you see these take place, know that the reign of Elohim is near. Verse 32, truly I say to you, this generation, this Genea, and that's race, okay, shall by no means pass away till all shall have taken place. Verse 33, the heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my word shall by no means pass away. They keep trying to get rid of his word, and they're trying to substitute all these false doctrines, and the words of Christ just reach out and bite them. And they can't do anything about it, and they hate him so badly, and they hate us because they hate him. They hated him first. And if we stand for him, they're going to hate us. They hate on us something awful. Verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down by gluttony and drunkenness and worries of this life. Worries of this life. Don't worry about what's going on in this world. It's only a testing ground, okay? Worries of this life. And that day come on you suddenly. In other words, be ready. Pray without ceasing, okay? Verse 35. For it shall come as a snare on all those dwelling on the face of all the earth. Verse 36, watch then at all times and pray that you be counted worthy to escape all this about to take place, and to stand before the Son of Adam. Are you going to be worthy to be counted as his sheep? Verse 37, and you can reference Luke 19, verse 47. Luke 19:47. And he was teaching in the set apart place by day, that's the temple, but at night he went out and stayed on the Mountain of Olives. Verse 38, and early in the morning all the people came to him in the set-apart place to hear him. They really wanted to hear what he had to say. Now that's what upset the Pharisees and the Edomites. He was refuting their doctrine and teaching the truth, and they just couldn't stand it. Oh, it's driving them crazy. Okay, now that ends chapter 21. Now we're going to get into chapter 22, verse 1. I'll explain these words in a minute. And the festival of Matzot drew near, which is called Pesach. Well, Matzot is unleavened bread, and Pesach is Passover. And you can reference Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 27. Exodus 12, 1 through 27. Verse 2. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to kill him, for they feared the people. In other words, he was teaching the people the truth, and they were questioning the scribes and the chief priests. Why is this? Why do you say this? When Yeshua says this, and he quotes the scripture to back it up, why are you teaching us this out of the Talmud? All right, verse 3. And Satan entered into Yehuda, who was called from Kerioth, who was numbered among the 12. All right, that's Yehuda, or Judas in the English. Man of Kerioth, Ish Kerioth, which is on the border of Edom. And he was an Edomite. Verse 4. And he went and spoke with the chief priests and captains how he might deliver him up to them, because he was the holder of the bag. He had all the money and was stealing the money that they had too. He was one of the Talmudists, okay? You know what he was. Verse 5. And they were glad and agreed to give him silver. Verse 6. And he promised and was seeking an occasion to deliver him up to them away from the crowd. That's the secret, away from the crowd. Because if they would have tried to arrest him in the temple, they would have had a riot. They didn't want that. It would have turned on them. Let me get a little drink of this coffee here. I'm getting a little dry. Verse 7 of chapter 22. And the day of unleavened bread came when the Pesach had to be slaughtered. That's Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Okay. We celebrate that every year. Verse 8. And he sent Kepha and Yochanan, saying, go and prepare the Pesach for us to eat. That was Passover preparation day, the day before the Passover. Okay, verse 9. And they said to him, where do you wish us to prepare? Verse 10. And he said to them, see, as you enter into the city, a man shall meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him into the house he enters. Verse 11. And you shall say to the master of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I might eat the Pesach with my taught ones? Verse 12, and he shall show you a large furnished upper room. Prepare it there. They had that whole day to get the Passover done because that evening they celebrated it and you couldn't do any work. It was a high holy day at that point when the sun went down. Verse 13. And going, they found it as he had said to them, and they prepared the Pesach. That's, get used to hearing that. That's Passover. Pesach. Verse 14. And when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 emissaries with him. That's his 12 taught ones, including the devil. Okay. Verse 15. And he said to them with desire, I have desired to eat this Pesach with you before my suffering. Before my suffering. They didn't get this. That they couldn't grasp that he was going to be murdered. Verse 16. For I say to you, I shall certainly not eat of it again until it is filled in the reign of Elohim. Verse 17. And taking the cup, giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. Verse 18. For I say to you, I shall certainly not drink of the fruit of the vine until the reign of Elohim comes. Verse 19. And taking bread, giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 20. And you can reference for verse 20 of chapter 22, Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. Verse 20. Likewise the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the renewed covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. The perfect, unblemished blood of the Passover lamb. Perfect sacrifice. Not putting it off for a year like the blood of bulls and goats. Okay? That blood was pure from a sinless, holy source. Verse 21. And you can reference Psalm 41, verse 9. That's Psalm 41, 9 for verse 21. But see, the hand of him delivering me up is with me on the table. He knew. He picked Yehuda Iscariot, because he was a devil, because he was an Edomite devil, he had to have a betrayer because he couldn't fulfill all of this without being betrayed. He had to have this, okay? He knew who he was. Verse 22, for indeed the son of Adam goes as it has been decreed, but woe to that man by whom he is delivered up. Verse 23, and they began to ask among themselves which of them it could be who was about to do this. Verse 24. And for verse 24, you can reference Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. Matthew 18:1, Mark 9:34, and Luke 9:46. Luke 9:46. And there also took place a dispute among them as to which of them seemed to be greater. Verses 25 and 26, you can reference Matthew 20:25-27. That's Matthew 20:25-27. And Mark 10:42-44. That's Mark 10:42-44. And he said to them, "The sovereigns of the nations rule over them, and those who control them are called workers of good." And you can reference 4 Maccabees 8:6. 4 Maccabees 8:6. And for verse 26 alone, you can reference Matthew 23:11 and Mark 9:35. That's Matthew 23:11 and Mark 9:35. Verse 26, "But not so with you, but let him who is greatest among you be as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves." Verse 27. Reference John 13:12-15. John 13:12-15. Verse 27. "For who is greater, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who sits at the table? But I am in your midst as the one who serves." He's humbling himself. And this was Yahweh in the flesh, as the one who serves. He served Israel by sacrificing himself for the remission of the sins of Israel. Verse 28, "But you are those who have remained with me in my trials." Verse 29, "And I covenant for you as my Father covenanted for me a rain." Verse 30. And you can reference Matthew 19:28. "To eat and drink at my table in my reign, and to sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Boy, oh boy. They're going to be the judges of the tribes of Israel, those that stuck with him. Verse 31, "And the master said, Shimon, Shimon, see, Satan has asked for you to sift as wheat." Simon Peter. Okay. Verse 32, But I have prayed for you that your belief should not fail. And when you have turned, strengthen your brothers. Verse 33. And he said to him, that's Shimon, Master, I am prepared to go with you both to prison and to death. And he said, I say to you, Kepha, that's the rock, that's Peter. He's talking to Peter. Simon, Shimon, Peter, Kepha, Petros. Okay, Petros, the rock. Petros is the Greek, and Kepha is the Hebrew. Okay. I say to you, Kepha, the cock shall not crow at all today until you have denied me three times that you know me. That you have denied three times that you know me. And this came to pass. He's going to remember this. He's talking big right now. This is one of the 12, one of the people that walked with him through all of this. Verse 35. And he said to them, when I sent you without purse and bag and sandals, did you lack any? And they said, none at all. And for verse 35, you can reference Matthew 10, verses 9 and 10. Matthew 10, 9 and 10. Mark chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. That's Mark 6, 8 and 9. And Luke chapter 9, verse 3, and chapter 10, verse 4. That's Luke 9, 3, and 10, 4. 36. And he said to them, but now, let him who has a purse take it, likewise also a bag. All right. And let him who has no sword sell his garment and buy one. The time for forbearance is over. Verse 37. And you can reference Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Isaiah 53, 12, verse 37 here. For I say to you that what has been written has yet to be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned with lawless ones. For that which refers to me has an end too. Verse 38. And they said, Master, look, here are two swords. But he said to them, that is enough. Verse 39. And coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives, according to usage, and his taught ones also followed him. He went up there to pray and stay, as he usually did. Passover was over, and this was still the evening of the Passover before the lambs were going to be slaughtered. Verse 40, and coming to the place, he said to them, pray that you do not enter into trial. In other words, trouble, trial, difficulties. Verse 41, and he withdrew from them about a stone's throw. And falling on his knees, he was praying, saying, this is verse 42, Father, if it be your counsel, remove this cup from me. Yet not my desire, but let yours be done. In other words, he knew what he was going to have to go through. And he was sorrowful. He didn't want to go through all that pain, really. But that was his duty. Verse 43. And there appeared a messenger from heaven to him, strengthening him. His earthly body was crying out because, he was subject to all the things that mankind was subject to because he had to suffer death in his divine form. He couldn't suffer death. And he was going to allow himself to be murdered for us, Israel. Verse 44. And being in agony, he was praying more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Verse 45. And rising up from prayer and coming to his taught ones, he found them sleeping from grief. From grief. Sleeping from grief. Verse 46. And he said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into trial. Verse 47. And while he was still speaking, see, a crowd. And he who was called Yehuda, one of the 12, was going before them and came near to Yeshua to kiss him. This is the betrayer, okay? Verse 48, and Yeshua said to him, Yehuda, do you deliver up the son of Adam with a kiss? Verse 49, and those around him, seeing what was about to take place, said to him, Master, shall we strike with the sword? Verse 50, and one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. Verse 51, but Yeshua answering said, allow it this far, and touching his ear, he healed him. Verse 52, and Yeshua said to those who had come against him, the chief priests and captains of the set-apart place, those were the Edomite soldiers. Okay, that was not the Roman army. These were not Roman soldiers. The captains of the set-apart place and the elders. These were the Talmudists that wanted to get rid of him. Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? Verse 53, you can reference Luke 19, verse 47, and Luke 21, verse 37. That's 19:47 and 21:37. While I was with you daily in the set-apart place, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the authority of darkness. Verse 54, and having seized him, they led him and brought him to the house of the high priest. And Kepha was following at a distance. That's Peter. He saw him arrested, etc., etc. Verse 55, and when they had lit a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Kepha sat among them. Wanted to hear what was going on. Verse 56, and a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, and this one was with him. But he denied him, saying, woman, I do not know him. That's one. And after, verse 58, and after a little while, another saw him and said, You are one of them too. But Kepha said, Man, I am not. Verse 59, and about an hour later, another insisted, saying, Truly, this one was with him too, for he is a Galilean too. But Kepha said, Man, I do not know what you are saying. And immediately, while he was still speaking, a cock crowed. Verse 61. And the master turned and looked at Kepha, and Kepha remembered the word of the master, how he had said to him, Before a cock crows, you shall deny me three times. He just did it. Verse 62, and Kepha, that's Peter, okay, went out and wept bitterly. Verse 63, and the men who were holding Yeshua were mocking him and beating him. See, these were the temple soldiers. They were not the Roman legion. These were servants of the Edomites. Okay, they were doing the will of the chief priests, elders, and the Pharisees, and all of that. Verse 64, and having blindfolded him, they were striking him on the face and were asking him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that struck you? Verse 65, and they said to him much more, blaspheming. Verse 66, and when it became day, the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, came together, and they led him into their council. Saying, verse 67, If you are the Messiah, say it to us. And he said to them, If I say to you, you would not believe it at all. Verse 68, And if I ask you, you would not answer me at all. Verse 69, From now on, the son of Adam shall sit on the right hand of the power, of Elohim. You can reference Psalm 110, verse 1. Psalm 110, verse 1. Verse 70, and they all said, Are you then the son of Elohim? And he said to them, You say that I am. Verse 71. And they said, Why do we need further witness? For we heard it ourselves from his mouth. Whew. So that's the betrayal. Now he's been delivered over to them. And in the next show, I'm going to do chapter 23 and 24. Telling of the suffering and the death and all the lies that they told about him, saying he said to refuse to pay tax. I mean, it just goes on and on and on in chapter 23 and chapter 24. These wicked ones had him. They were going to do what they were going to do. He knew what they were going to do. And he had to suffer this because if he did not suffer this, there would be no redemption for us. We'd still be stuck under the law, sacrificing bulls and goats. And if we made any mistakes at all, it wouldn't be forgiven. And we'd die in our sins. So I will close here. I will play the outro music, and then I'll play a few tunes. And I will catch you on show number 424. Or no, 427, pardon me. 427. I was looking at the wrong part of the calendar here. And we'll close up the book of Luke at that time. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. This has been show number 426. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Here I lay upon my dying pillow. Round my bed I see those tear-dimmed eyes. They are the saddest thing that can happen. They're seeing a sinner as he dies.
As death's cold shadow hovers o'er me, to all sinners I plead with my last breath. Don't shun.
Me.
Thank you very much.